The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on this special episode of Life Today, James and Betty visit with longtime friend and supporter, Kyrie James.
And we've all been affected by evil. I don't know of a family that hasn't been touched by evil. Here in America, everyone I know has been affected by evil. But if we can rise up and say enough.
Hear Kyrie's shocking account of her journey to Nepal and what can be done to fight a growing crisis. Next.
I want to welcome you to Life Today. Betty and I just thank God for the opportunity. I'm James. If I could ever just say, please listen. I don't know if it'd be like a siren or a trumpet, but I really want you to listen today because I just want to tell you that I'm not exaggerating. When I tell you, you are going to make a difference in somebody's life beyond anything you ever imagined. When I tell you and show you that the individual or individuals whose lives you're going to make the difference in would have been an impossible situation, as horrible as you've ever seen. And yet you're going to be the miracle. We have a very good friend, Kyrie James, with us. You've seen her on the mission field many times. She's just returned. Kyrie, thank you for going, literally marching into hell for a heavenly cause. You've been doing this for nearly 30 years with us. Why do you go to the ends of the earth?
James, first of all, it's such an honor and a privilege for me to represent Life Outreach. But I do that because I want to make a difference. I don't want to just sit at home and be comfortable. You know, we all hear about struggles and people who are hurting. And I know that by investing with you and Betty and where your hearts are, if I go there, I can make a difference.
Well, we want to thank you. It's been beautiful to watch her, hasn't it?
It really has. And I'm sure she feels the same way we do, that when we've gone over to the mission field, you always come back feeling like you're the blessed one.
Absolutely.
Because of the difference that we know that we can make if people help.
Exactly.
So you go because it makes a difference. You've just come back from Nepal. You've come back from the border of India and Nepal. Mm-hmm. Nepal has the biggest mountain in the world, beautiful place, and yet there's so much sadness. Mm-hmm. And you're watching little children that are being taken into a sexual trafficking. And you're going to talk about that during the course of this program. You're going to see. Here's the thing I want you to know. I said, I'm really asking you to listen. You're going to see the most precious little children used in the most horrific way. And I'm telling you, you're going to be able to change it all. Kyrie, you and Jimmy have been our supporters. I knew your father-in-law well. He was the chairman of our board of trustees, mm-hmm. my first one. Mm-hmm. He's about 10 years older than I am and retired to some degree, but he's a wonderful person. I happen to, I guess, call your husband Jimmy, another one of my sons in many ways, and your kids' grandkids, for which I'm grateful. But I did the wedding for you and for Jimmy. You all have had a very busy and a very blessed life. You had 11 grandchildren.
Nine.
No, we
have. Maybe 11. You're speaking a blessing over us.
That's right. We did. Here's the deal. Yeah. Jim Rogers has had 11. Yeah. We had 11. That number pops, but you've got nine. Yeah. But you have left them, and you spend so much time with us. Mate, you're wonderful to watch. And yet you go overseas. But the other thing is that you and your husband have been as faithful. You've been about as, let's say, as sacrificially supportive of what we do. Why? Why do you give your time, and why do you and Jimmy and your family give your resources?
James, there's so many places that we can put our money. Good places, bad places, places that we don't even think about. So to know you and Betty, as we do, to know your heart, to know your integrity, and your love of people, it's very easy for us to choose Life Outreach, you know, to make that investment, because we know the difference that you make.
And we couldn't do it without the viewers who are watching
us.
I'm going to ask you to look and get just a quick overview of what Kyrie has just come from. And then you'll glimpse her in what you see now, but you're going to actually see interaction. But I want you to watch closely, and then I want you to really listen, please. If God, our Father, ever got your attention to do exactly what's on his heart, I think it would be right now, in at least this expression, that will be so meaningful, totally transforming, life-saving to many, life-enriching to you. Watch.
When we began bringing you the stories of girls trapped in human trafficking over a decade ago, you responded in a big way. Through the work of Rescue Life, we began to shine God's light in the very darkest places on earth. And when that light appeared, the evil ones scattered like cockroaches back into the crevices and corners they came from. But they never stopped their terrible crimes. There's too much money involved. Instead, they've continued underground. Their progress has been slowed, but our work is more critical than ever. Because the traffickers have been chased out of committing their crimes in the open, there is fresh fear among the girls to speak with us. Many don't want their faces shown because they're scared for their families if someone finds out they're helping end this industry. But we want you to know that these girls, even the ones we can't show, they're real. Their pain is real. Our tears have fallen together on the same floor as they've told us over and over that they want freedom, but they don't know how. Well, we know how. Our partners all over the world are reaching these girls, in many cases preventing trafficking altogether through education and border intervention. We're rescuing them through investigations and SWAT raids, and we're restoring them through safe houses and skills training so they can have a life and an income when they leave our care. It's ironic that our success has made our work more difficult, but we won't be stopped. Not until the last girl is freed. We need your help today more than ever. We need you to speak up for these precious ones who cannot speak for themselves. They're waiting and hoping for rescue. We can't let them hope in vain.
You got a glimpse into, really in a way, the pits of hell, where you take precious little lives, oftentimes as children, even as young as 6 to 8 years old, many times 10 or 12, and then they're held for 10, 20, or their whole life in those serious form of bondage, sexual trafficking. And Kyrie, you were seen in several clips there, and you've been so many different places. And our viewers want to know, because I'm telling them, that if they will just reach out in love and invest love in supporting those rescue workers and mission workers and our mission outreach, that their lives can be totally changed. They can be reached, rescued, and begin a restoration process. Am I exaggerating when I say that?
No, not at all, James. As you said, I've seen this in many areas, not just in Nepal. What I'm most excited about in Nepal is being able to intercept these girls, because as we've seen in other countries, once children are taken and sold into the sex traffic industry, their lives are forever ruined. They will never get back their innocence. They will never have their childhood returned. They will live with that the rest of their lives, many of them in the same industry. Some of them will escape, but most of them will not, and they will never get that out of their memory or their mind. And to see that is an unspeakable horror.
Well, when we say to the person watching, we know the average cost it takes, which is very low when you consider, but it's because of the sacrificial commitment that the workers make and being able to do certain things a little under cost, right, that we see in the more advanced world. But if they do it, and we've had some of our supporters ask us, we didn't like to try to go out, we had supporters say, we'll match people's gifts, and it came up to $320,000 to start with that we would match. And I would think people would say, well, I'm going to give, even if we go past that, I'll just rejoice because I know it'll reach others or it'll be used, you know, to change somebody's life. So the point that I think our viewers need to know is it is effective. The love, the compassion, the unconditional love that carries these rescue workers, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that it is really Christ-like, isn't it?
They're driven. You know, they're driven because most of them have been rescued themselves. Many of the ones that are working, they've been rescued. They know what it is to live in that torment, in a hell. And so once you've been rescued, you want to rescue everyone that you can. You know, so they truly are driven, James, with a deep passion and love. And you see the love of Christ all over them. And just an urgency to go out every day. In Nepal, we were there during monsoon season. Mm-hmm. And to see those workers standing, you know, every day in the rain with no umbrella, no hat. Mm-hmm. Because they knew that their presence on that border meant another child could be rescued. So they do it with an urgency and a determination that I've not seen anywhere else.
You know, you can see the vulnerable children that are going to be promised something better by the deception, mm-hmm. offered maybe a modest sum of money to the family, assure them we're going to take this child, give them a good job, get them a good education. It's all lies. Mm-hmm. When you can see the vulnerability, people full of love step in, put arms of love around them, we give them a whole new destiny. So when we say to our viewers, you change everything for someone, we're not exaggerating at all. It is absolutely, it does work. I think people say, Kyrie James, you've been there, you've seen it. Does it work? How do you answer?
It absolutely works. I was there, James, when the mission team literally rescued them off the border from traffickers. The traffickers were arrested. They were taken to jail. Your team was there and saw it, witnessed it all. And we saw these young girls who believed that they were going across the border for a better life, you know, for a job. They were told, you know, if you'll come with me, I'll get you a great job and it'll be better than what you have. And you have to understand, these are girls who are living in severe poverty. Many of their family members are either alcoholics or have passed. Some of them are living with people who are not even their family members. And so they're looking for ways to get out of the hardship that they're in, and somebody tells them, I have something good for you. It's easy, it's better. You know, just go to the border and I'll get you across the border. And so to know that their lives within 50 feet will be changed forever if they're not stopped, you know, seconds away.
Yeah, you know, we have to understand these are children. So there, anybody that offers them something as easy as candy,
exactly.
or something better to them, that gets them excited inside. And a lot of times I know we've been told that they'll offer them a piece of candy and it's got something in it and they pass out. And when they wake up, they're in captivity.
We actually were there when that had happened to a girl and they'd just gotten her out of the hospital because mm-hmm. she'd been drugged.
And when you come and tell an impoverished mm-hmm. family, you have something better for their mm-hmm. child.
Exactly.
They believe the lie. And these professional liars, manipulators, which Satan is the master father of all lies, manipulation and bondage. And when you find children are so vulnerable. And Kyrie, I want to say thank you to you and Jimmy, your whole family, for you giving your time and your life and doing it so consistently. And years ago, you got a very serious disease on the mission field that could have cost you your life. I actually came to the hospital one time thinking you may never go home. And I found such gratitude to God for what I call miraculous health with what you fought that you got from the mission field. And you keep going back. And if our viewers could understand that this is love beyond a mother and a grandmother, this is a love that is part like that mother and grandmother has, but it's even greater. It's like the greatest father of all who wants to set everyone free. And the Father who loves so perfectly not only wants to bless, but is anxious and able to bless, but He uses us as the instruments of blessing. And I see you going with the hope of God's love and blessing being poured out on these precious ones that are so overlooked and so used and abused, and believing that our viewers will hear. The missionaries have said to me over and over, you tell your viewers, they'll help us do God's work. Do you find yourself thinking that way about Life Outreach viewers, that they will help?
I know they will help. I've seen it for over 30 years now. You know, I've watched Life Outreach share the stories of the most broken people, and your viewers step up to the call and say, enough. You know, let's stop that and change it. And James, what I've seen traveling the world is that the face of evil is always there. Evil has not changed, but the face of it changes. And so we have to be aware now and change what we do to rescue those that are being affected by the same evil. It's just a different face. So now you know, they come, this evil comes at these children through social media. Can you believe that? In third world countries, everyone has a phone, and they're all on social media. And so these little children that are at home that are, you know, unhappy, they have abusive fathers, abusive parents, and somebody will contact them on social media, and then they're snatched again. You know, so evil remains. And we've all been affected by evil. I don't know of a family that hasn't been touched by evil. Here in America, everyone I know has been affected by evil. But if we can rise up and say, enough, let's do what we can. And by partnering with Life Outreach, I know that we can put our resources together and we can stop this. We can stop this face of evil.
The beautiful thing about it, too, is we are seeing the results of people, our friends, helping us to make the difference with these precious children, because they're worth it. I mean, if that was my child, my heart goes out to these enough. I just can't imagine one of my daughters or my precious granddaughters or great-granddaughters having to suffer through something like this. It doesn't have to happen with these precious little ones, and they are precious little ones.
Absolutely.
You know, I think I want to believe that you're sitting wherever you happen to be watching, and inside your heart's leaping, and said, "Well, just tell me what I can do. If there's a way we could save one of their lives, well, yes, there is, and we call it Rescue Life." And I got to be honest, we just showed this the first time to our viewers, hoping they'd make it a matter of prayer. But you did more than pray. You said, "We gotta help them," because we didn't know if you'd want to see how ugly it is. Because no one likes the ugly. But you said, we can do the beautiful. And so $128 is the average to set one of these precious ones free. That reaches them, rescues them, and starts them on the road to restoration. And we have friends stepped up, and they'll double what you give. They came together, just a group of caring people like you, and they all said, I'll give this to match somebody's gift, and it added up to $320,000. And so if you give, whatever you give will be doubled. And I always ask people to think way beyond where most people tend to think. I like to stretch your vision to be a big, great vision, to get God's great arms around more people. $1,280 will help rescue 10, but right now that means it'll rescue 20. Think about this. Set 20 precious little ones free from the captivity of the enemy to spend their life in sexual trafficking bondage. And by the way, every time I say that, start praying for the men that are held captive by that spirit of bondage and addiction to their own selfish indulgences, that they would actually take advantage of a little child or a younger child or a younger person. God help us. Please, Lord, only you can set those captives free. You know something? You can help set these little ones free, and these that are being trafficked, and these that we're able to access and get free. And we do get a lot of them out of the bondage miraculously, which is so difficult, but that's how great love is. I want you to watch right now, but you be listening to God and know that phone number there on the screen, or go to the website. I can give that $128. I'll give $1,280. I might give $5,000. I don't know what you can do, but you do what God tells you to do, knowing it's going to be doubled. Watch prayerfully. Watch very prayerfully.
I can't think of anything worse to happen to a child. And I'm so sorry a human did that to you. It's not your fault.
मतलब और कहीं मलाई ले रहा है कि उतार एक दो महीना तो हमने बैरे उतार बॉर्डर बंदा उतार काम करो सुना लेते रहे त्यहाँ बनाने टेस्ट गर्दा 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 ये फिर सुनौली पार गरे से अंजले मलाई किन्ने गो उले डेढ़ वर्ष पाले मतलब रूम में डेढ़ वर्ष समा फिर टेस्ट लाइन में ले रखा है जबरदस्ती नहीं तो मारे र फाल दिन चो नहीं तो तो ये काम कर जबरदस्ती लोग सकते न दीदी भी लचा नहीं थी मंचर की दले जाते हैं रुनोते सारे जाऊँ तो कहाँ जाऊँ क्या करूँ बनेर डेरे सोच माउंटे माँ आ जाओ येरे बाटो छाईना बोली येरे छाईना ते निराश को जिंदगी गंदगी में जिंदगी जीरे बसे
Mona's taken the time to open up her heart and relive horrible, horrible experiences and wounds so that you understand what's going on. Many of you have no idea, and you cannot even imagine that something this horrible could happen to a child, but it happens every day. We can stop that. So if you're watching this today and in your heart you feel like, well, that really speaks to me, I'm asking you to go beyond that thought and to take action. We can't get back her childhood, but we can keep others from experiencing this horrible way of living.
Carrie, I know that was a very, very emotional moment for you, and we could tell it. I want to show you something. She's been rescued. This precious woman you had your arm around has now been rescued, and there she is helping rescue those little ones. So she's already, as one set free by love, is now reaching out to rescue the little ones. And she said she was, you know, taken captive before she was even 10 years old, and she was just a little girl. How do you feel about
that? She lived in captivity for 20 years, James.
20 years.
20 years. She told us that many of the children that were held with her would die. She would find them locked in cupboards. The torture that we heard, it's just, it's unthinkable what people can do to another human being. You know, James, what I would love to tell your viewers is that, you know, if you're hearing this right now, you could be the one to free one.
Yeah.
You know, if you would just step up and ask God, what is your part? We all have a part. Some of us have a bigger part. Some of us are asked to leave our homes to do something. Some of us are just asked to open our wallet book and just make a donation. We can all pray and ask God for wisdom, ask God for a plan, ask God for new hearts, for redemption for these. Because without our help, they have no hope. But we can make a difference. We can change the lifestyle that they're living in, which offers them hopelessness, disease, and to many of them, death. We can offer them new life. So I'm asking you, please, would you be the one to choose to free one?
Carrie, thank you for being a representative of all of these, because Jesus came to give his life for all of us. And I know how much you love your children, because I've been had my arms around your kids for a long time, too. And now your grandchildren, and yet you're over here. And what Carrie said, you can do it. Please, would you just do it? Please? I want to thank you for helping us with all we do. I hope you realize we come into the home every day hoping we can get God's arms around you. Do you know most of the calls, even now while we're showing you this, 80% of the calls are going to be people calling, would you pray for me? And even that call's paid for by the love of people like you. We're here, this program's here because people love you. But would you right now go get your bank card? Or you go get a check. If you write a check, make it to Life. If you want to make a gift, well, you can do it online. Go to the website there or call the phone number that's there, and it suddenly moves from a prayer line to a lifeline. And could you give 128, or would you consider giving 1,280? Father, I pray there'd be someone right now say, you know what, I can give $10,000 to help, or $5,000. I can do it. And I want to thank you, God, I can do it. And Lord, I pray you'll bless others where they can do the great things that other people could only imagine. But help everyone to know there's nothing small when we're sharing your love. It's all huge. It's big. It's a forever life change for so many, in Jesus' name. Whatever you can do, whatever God's impressing you to do, do it. It might be a sacrifice. Praise God. It was a sacrifice of time every time we and people like Carrie ever go to the mission field and people move to the mission field. Would you right now please go online, take your bank card, make the very best gift you can, knowing it's going to be doubled. We have some beautiful gifts to send you to say thank you, but you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life and freedom, a future, and we point them to eternal life. That life which we as believers should want to share, starting right now. Would you please make that gift? By the way, if you call and the line's busy, you be determined. I'm getting through because lives do depend on it. Be that determined, please. And thank you so much for making the gift. Thank you.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue a child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. And with your donation of any amount, we'll send you the Faith, Hope, Love Tea Towel Set. These beautifully woven hand towels are a wonderful reminder to remain steadfast in faith, hope, and love each day. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the life-giving Proverbs Journal. Bound in genuine leather, this journal is filled with wisdom and daily encouragement from Proverbs, featuring lined pages for your personal notes as you reflect on godly instruction to success in life. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, I want to say thank you. I'm thanking God. You know what, Kyrie, you told us that this precious woman had two children born while she was in bondage. What did she do?
She immediately, as soon as they were each born, she took them out, found a safe house, because she didn't want them anywhere near where she was. And she's tried to take care of them from a distance since then.
She didn't want them to be used. God help us to be a part of setting people free all over the world. Please, you pray for us, because, you know, a lot of our donors have reached an age that they're going on to be with the Lord. And I'm saying, God, raise up more people to help us. Betty and I are older. I feel like we're going to be around. I know I'm going to be to the end of eternity. I'm going to live for Jesus, but eternity could be when he comes or when we go. But hey, join us getting God's arms around the world he loves. So many beautiful gifts to send you to bless you, the Proverbs and the beautiful notebook. Kyrie, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All of you who watch, thank you so much. Thanks for putting God's arms around the suffering and the overlooked. What a blessing you are. Thank you, and may God bless you and bless through you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.